views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Boy, I'm excited about today's topic. If you are interested or you love the life approach of metaphysics or quantum physics, positive thinking, that is what we are talking about today, changing it up. You want to rock your world with some new thinking? We're talking about quantum thinking today, and we have a very special guest that has an incredible approach with that we're going to be bringing on here in just a few minutes. But today, we're talking about really applying this. We talk about it all the time. We share so much about, you know, how to and what we're going to do, and we've got to change it up. Well, we're in a huge transformational time in humanity, and what better way than to just bring it? Just bring it. Let's do this. And that's what Diane Collins has done with her style that she has put together called Quantum Think. Now, let me tell you, she heralds new thinking for a new millennium. That's what we're talking about today. It's amazing, just amazing. I love when she says, our thinking has not evolved past an industrial age paradigm rooted in a mechanical worldview. Einstein's relativity and quantum physics of the 20th century initiated a process of dismantling this archaic model. I love this. Let's change life for the better. And she has a wonderful book out called Do You Quantum Think? Now, I want to tell you just a little bit about her. She has devoted her life to the questions, how do we create results we truly desire? And this really made a lot of sense to me. With 6,000 years of wisdom available at the touch of a smartphone, how is it we're still not living it? Have you ever thought about it like that? We have everything available to us. Information is at the touch of a button. We really have this going on. So I want to bring on Diane because she's just dynamic. I'm really excited about bringing her to the show. She's a modern visionary, original thinker, authority in the new worldview thinking, and the creator of Quantum Think, a system of thinking. Welcome to the show, Diane.
Thank you so much, Jen. I just love being with you and everyone. I love your show. I've been listening to it, and I love what you just said about in the introduction about, you know, let's get the show on the road. That's, you want great ascension, right? You want to live as an enlightened being on this planet in this time and bring things along for everyone, then okay, how do we do that? And as you just said, that's what my work in Quantum Think is all about.
Absolutely.
So much,
and you know, I mean, you just feel good. I mean, when I received her book, guys, I got to tell you, she had these beautiful handwritten notes that she had sent, written all through it and signed it. Just, you could feel the energy. And I love that she used a purple color because the energy of color for me, every little thing has energy that I feel. And just a beautiful, beautiful note that you just can feel Diane, and how powerful this thinking is and how she applies it to everything she does. So I had to share that, Diane, because it was I had the biggest smile, and I receive things a lot, but this just was like, wow.
You know
when
what?
I opened it, and it was incredible. Now, you know, people are going, what are we doing today? And if you can't feel this energy coming from the two of us, I don't know. You know, wake up, because you're going to feel it. We're going to wake you up. Because, first of all, what's the difference between, thinking and quantum thinking? Maybe we should start with that.
Yeah,
so we know what we're talking about here.
Well, I'd like to put it in perspective. And first of all, let me just say thank you for mentioning about my notes and my purple pen, which I always use that purple archival pen for this. Because of what you just said, Jen, if quantum thinking is really about living consciously, consciously aware and awake, and what does that mean? Awakened beyond the automatic conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the very important things is that I discovered, because I, as you said, my big question, what is going on here that there's a disconnect? And even those of us who are talking about ascension, living in an elevated frequency range, living in the higher consciousness, all the things that you and your guests talk about, living as you are a gifted intuitive, being attuned, what I call living fully dimensionally. Now, the difference between ordinary thinking and quantum thinking is that we realize there has been this paradigm shift, a shift in the model of how we relate to reality. So quantum think is not about science, but it is about how the discoveries of science have already shaped the way we think, including all our institutions, and how we can now use the more expanded view. So what's the big shift in simple terms? From a matter-based, physical-based reality to a mind-based. Now, if we're in a mind-based reality, mm-hmm. we need to learn to think in sync with already being in a fifth dimensional consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So the old world view, as I call it, see, everything, as you know, in the universe, it's a universe of systems, but we never really learned in school our thinking is a system, and our thinking has been influenced by those old, now incorrect assumptions that time only moves, in a straight line in one way, and that, that gave rise to the how-to consciousness, give me the steps so I can reach ascension.
Mm-hmm.
And it really doesn't work that way, Jen. It
mm-hmm.
literally is a shift in state. It's a literal quantum leap in consciousness. So if we want to, it goes back to that Gandhi
Hang on to that, because we want to dig into that. We have to take a quick break so you can dive in and explain that, because we have a lot we want to share in this show. So when we come back from break, she's going to keep going and explain what this difference in powerful quantum thinking can do for us. Stay with us. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest today, quantum thinking, power dynamic, Diane Collins. We'll be right back.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. As nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
And I'm dancing again, Brian. He does that to me, Diane. He plays all this great stuff, and I'm dancing all around the microphone.
Thank you very much, Jen Royster and Diane.
I know. I'm not bumping my microphone, though. I'm doing really well with that. So we are back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and we have a great guest with us today, Diane Collins, and she's here to tell us about this amazing quantum thinking, a new way of thinking that can really change everything that's going on with transformative times. So, Diane, let's pick up where we left off. You were talking about that difference between ordinary thinking and quantum thinking.
When people, you know, I say in the book, thinking gets a bad rap in today's, in the esoteric cultures, right, the metaphysical cultures, because we're all talking about, you know, connecting to the heart and living a, you know, being the spiritual being, not the material being. And that's an aspect of how we've been conditioned by the industrial age, that old worldview, as I lovingly call it. And why do I say that, Jen? Because it's more either or thinking. Mm-hmm. And so what is the difference in quantum thinking is that you catch yourself in this more limited, we don't even realize, even though we're on a conscious path, you know, we're high intuitive beings, we're living, you know, we want the world to be better. We realize we're in this time of a great shift, and I do want to talk about that with you and everyone, because I'm a student of astrology for many years, and it's very important to understand the energies of the time. It's all part of it. But getting back to this quantum thinking, ordinary thinking, it's that we don't realize we want to be in a fifth-dimensional reality, and yet we're still conditioned unwittingly, unknowingly by these old world, you know, by these kind of thinking habits, emotional habits.
Kind of the makes me think like the energy of the words that are being used. You
For
know,
example,
like
what
certain
do you mean?
Words have a different preconditioned place that they take us in our thought.
That's exactly right. So let's just take, well, let me say something. When I say quantum think, which is an actual system of thinking that puts it all together and it's for living a masterful life, knowing the faculties of mind that we haven't learned in our traditional old worldview educational system, the faculties of mind being intent, intuition, subtle energy, resonance, and meditation, which I consider a faculty of mind, not just a practice. So what you just said about the words, here's an example. In quantum think land, I make a distinction between intent and intention. And just what you said, the vibration of those words, I'm so happy you brought this up, because the reason that I make that distinction is that if you think of intention, you can hear it, right? It's sort of hard. It feels lower vibrationally, doesn't it, than intent?
It almost feels like you're thinking about possibly going there. That's the vibe that I'm feeling off you, actually.
That's right, the idea, is that intention, which is, none of it is, this isn't a good or bad conversation. It's a transcendent conversation where, you know, nothing is good or bad, only thinking makes it so. So that's what it is to live in a fifth dimension, is to be beyond the good and evil, that old story that we've been living in since forever.
Well, we're always trying to get there, and in fifth dimension, you're there.
Exactly. So when you look at intention, that word, it's like a goal. It's like, okay, well, yeah, I have an idea that I have to want to reach that goal. My intention is for ascension. How about that? And so, but when I use intent as the central active dynamic. How do we create anything? What have we been divinely bestowed with by human birthright that enables us to create anything on this earth? And so we have been bestowed with the power of intent. Now, I use it in the shamanic sense. What does that mean? It means it's an activation of the energy intelligent field, the resonant field, that sets up a probability wave field. I'll get a little bit technical there. That means that we will attract not one end result, many results that are consistent with the frequency of that intent. Mm-hmm. So if we live in the intent, you know, what is a quantum leap in consciousness? It literally, in my system, it means thinking from these expanded, multidimensional, holistic and holographic principles, rather than looking at them from our current undifferentiated perspective. So we're doing it right now as we speak, what I call the art of distinguishing, bringing something into your awareness in such a way that it alters your relationship to it. So far we've been altering our relationship to thinking as a system, to quantum thinking. I wanted to mention that I'm talking about mind, but wait, first I said, well, differentiate. We just made a distinction between intent and intention. And as you said, Jen, you can hear it vibrationally. So what happens is you have this shift in consciousness where you're thinking and living from the end result. Why? Because that is the nature of how mind creates reality. We all talk about thought creates reality, mind creates reality. The Buddha said, all is mind. There's nothing outside of it. But mind doesn't mean left, you know, brain, cognitive, click, 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 as I call it. It means what we hold in consciousness, what we hold in awareness. And what we hold in awareness, according to are many intent states that we hold in our being, and the feeling tone of who we are is what is giving us our experience, therefore what we're emanating, resonating, and what we're attracting. So if we want to be in, as you said, you want to be in the ascension now.
Right.
We're all needed. I just have to share this because I know you have other things that you want to ask.
You're doing fine.
But
it,
I want to share.
It's great because there's so many different ways to explain this. But, you know, the bottom line is just get there.
Be there. Now, listen to this. The other day I was reading, my husband, Alan Collins, who's my partner in life and everything and in business, he and I, every morning, we have a practice, an aspect of our spiritual practice is to, over breakfast, we read afterwards something of from spiritual wisdom literature, from the masters, from the ancient scriptures of any tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so that we can consciously focus in on the transcendent state so that we're living in that state, because it's not an either or. You know, the fact is we're in, you know, we can talk about ascension all day long. Meanwhile, we're on the earth. We're living in the practical everyday of, you know, how do I, you know, how am I earning money, saving it, investing it? What's my next expression of my purpose? How am I getting along? What's the quality of my relationships and my communications? How do I feel with myself in my own state moment by moment? So this is an aspect of what I call living fully dimensionally, where you realize the connection between the physical, the energetic, the virtual state of mind and consciousness, the cosmic laws and universal laws, the esoteric dimension of the soul, the spiritual dimension of the heart, and the divine dimension of which is that mystery of all mysteries. So everything in life takes place in every single one of these dimensions. So we're not going to say, oh, well, we're going to ignore the physical. So it really is being able to live in the transcendent state where we know we are that inner knowing state that we are of the divine. We are here to evolve. We are the, we want to become now, if we chose to be on this earth at this time, that we came to express our gifts and talents and to evolve ourselves and to be a force, the force, in the conscious evolution, in the state. But I wanted to tell you, so where Alan and I are reading, right now we're reading this book by one of my our great teachers, Guru Mai Chidvilasananda, who is the current meditation master and head of the Siddha Yoga tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And the book is called Inner Treasures, and I just wanted to give the attribution. And
we have to go to break.
Okay.
Can you
hang
just
on? Read one
hang
quote.
On to the title. Hang on to the title
okay.
So we can get it. I don't want it to get cut off.
Okay.
We're going to have to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Everybody, you're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We're talking about quantum thinking. Ready to rock your world and change it with my guest today, Diane Collins. We'll be right back after the break.
And don't hesitate, 'cause she called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Vasily is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out have catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healings, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-letter-B, Intuit.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Gwenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GwennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of
giant. And we are back. Wow, we are zipping right through. I don't feel like we have any time today, Diane.
I know, we are seriously beyond time.
Jen, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We are having way too much fun today on this episode. My guest today is Diane Collins, and we are talking about a new way of thinking to rock your world called quantum thinking. And when we had to go to break last, you were telling us about this book about yoga.
Well, I wanted to tell you about a quote that I read the other day in this book, and it really has to do with what I call, you know, the mantra of quantum thinking. When you master your mind, you master your life. When you master your mind, you master your life, because our mind is our life, because whatever fills our mind, that is our awareness, our consciousness, is giving us our experience moment by moment. And you are not your mind. This is the paradox, because we are that transcendent, state of bliss, of infinite intelligence, of all that is, at the same time, simultaneously. So this is the idea for me, is that when you master your mind, you master your life. So the quote that I wanted to share with everyone, because I just think this is from the ancient Indian sage Vasishtha, Vasishtha, the yoga Vasishtha. And here it is, because this totally relates to what's going on with us and our world today and ourselves.
Okay.
When the mind has no fixed purpose and is unsteady, its inner changes reflect the ups and downs of the outer world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we always use that Hermes, as above, so below, as within, so without. But let me say it again. When the mind has no fixed purpose and is unsteady, its inner changes reflect the ups and downs of the outer world. And the reason I wanted to bring that up is because this could easily, without a conscious, masterful relationship with our own mind, Jen, this can happen today very easily, because we are in this time of, and this is, you know, as I said earlier, I study the planetary trends, a serious student of astrology. I'm not an astrologer, but I'm old. My teacher, Brenda Brush, teaches according to the cycles of energies. And in astrology, it's cycles upon cycles upon cycles, so there could be a 248-year cycle, which Pluto and Capricorn, whatever, and it could be a two-and-a-half-day cycle of the moon. And so you look at these all connected. That's what it is. Part of quantum thinking is to see how things connect. That's maybe the most important thing, is to see how things are all connected and interrelated. So we're in this time right now. We're in a 16-year period that started in 2008, at the time that Obama was elected in the United States, of a restructuring. That's Pluto and Capricorn. Capricorn rules systems and structures, societal systems and structures, even our own systems and structures within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So when you, and it rules governments, it rules corporations. So we know that this is one of the major cycles right now,
mm-hmm.
that every system and structure that has been born, created under the industrial age worldview, which was basically a view of the universe as machine divided into parts. It gave us separation consciousness. It focused us around the ordinary five senses, you know, in the physical domain of the senses. You look different than I do, you know, you black, white, female, male. It's all that what do you call those? Polarity.
But like a separateness.
It plays out, right, in conservative, liberal, all the divisiveness we have now. Because the 3D consciousness is focused around that. So getting back to the restructuring. So when this restructuring is going on, so every institution that has reached its level of effectiveness under this old way of thinking is now starting to crumble and fade and literally be dissolved, so that the new can emerge. And so that under a 4D or five-dimensional consciousness, that we need to create our systems anew. Now, this is true collectively as well as for ourselves individually, because another very important aspect that is going on right now is the 7-year cycle of Uranus, which is 3.5 years into it, and that's Uranus in Aries. And Aries is the beginning of the zodiac, the key words, I am. It's the authenticity of who we are, and it's our identity in the world. And it's saying, of course, it's always connected to our soul purpose, S-O-U-L. So it's saying to us, the energies are saying, okay, it's time to express yourself in a new way.
Mm-hmm.
Based in what we've built, but not bound by however we've ever thought of ourselves in the past. So just to finish the point, when this crumbling is going on and we're, you know, people are freaking out, no matter how conscious we are, you can freak out. And that's why I love this quote, because it's time, one of the very most important, you talked about applying this, the most important application that we can be right now is to be that steady wisdom, is to be that steadiness so that we are not thrown about like leaves in the wind in this changing time, so that we can command how our own confidence in being able to generate the kind of reality that we want right now. And that requires knowing, living the wisdom, not just knowing it, being, having this be integrated, what? These universal principles that are merging with the scientific insights, making them practical in modern life, and it really has to do with the faculties of mind, because the science is saying, the spiritual masters are saying, it's a mind-based reality. So it's time for us, Jen.
It is. And, you know, for people, you know, I mean, that phrase, they're, you know, listening to this maybe for the first time, to wrap the brain around, as we hear it sometimes said, it, you know, it's not even about trying to wrap that brain around it. It's just the way it will feel to somebody new in this approach, the way I see it, and Diane, I'd love to see what you think about this. It sometimes feels like we have to do exactly the opposite or don't do anything at all. Just stand, just be still. And it's kind of like wait for it. I'm not saying just wait and be a sitting duck, because we can apply absolutely with that intent you were talking about with our thinking. But a lot of times for people new in this, they find that they're discovering as soon as they stop trying to do it the way they always did in the past, because that's just not going to work anymore. It's not going to work. That's falling apart, crumbling. So you're looking for that new way to approach it. You're looking for that new perspective.
That's exactly right. And let's do it right now. So we're talking about it.
I know. We will go to break
the old way.
Minute, so heads up on that.
Wait a minute. How long?
I'm sorry?
Okay. We're going to break in.
Yeah, we're going to go to break in a minute. So I just, we want to, let's do that when we come back.
Let's do that when we come back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's
do that when we come back so we won't have to interrupt it. This is powerful, powerful empowerment to me. I mean, why not feel like you can do something about this and contribute to a new world in a new way? And that's what we're talking about today on the show. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to power on and we're going to apply it. Stay with us. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest today, quantum thinker, new thought leader of our time, Diane Collins. We'll be right back.
The Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Vasili is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healings, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-letter-B, Intuit.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Gwenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GwennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you're just chiming in, boy, you're going to want to go back and catch the archive of this one because we have been having a great time today. We have our guest today is Diane Collins, a thought leader of our time. We're talking about quantum thinking. And before we do this application, because she's going to share with us a way to apply this right now, let's give out your website and how they can find your book, because your book is wonderful. The Do Your Quantum Think book, New Thinking That Will Rock Your World. Diane, how can people find the book and how can they find you and your website?
It is DianeCollins.com and it's Diane with two N's, DianeCollins. When you sign up for my mailing list, which I don't send out a lot of things, but you will get access to an article, which I think is important to this conversation. You can't get there from here. And this very simply talks about, especially if you're applying it in your business or a real goal that you have right now, like why you have to be there to be there. We've been talking about it in the highest sense, right, in reaching the new consciousness, but this applies everywhere. And my book, Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That Will Rock Your World, is in hardcover and in all ebooks. I wrote it to be entertaining. It's in two parts. Part one, wake up. Why should we quantum think? And part two, live the wisdom, the 21 plus one principles, which I call distinctions in new thinking, that as you read, Jen, you connect to your own awareness. So I'm saying I'm not, and you can get it anywhere, online, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Books A Million, in stores. If your store doesn't have it, you can order it. But the idea is that I have a mission for us to go from knowing the wisdom, which is nice, but it doesn't really do anything, to actually living it, to integrating it. And how we integrate is we have an experience. It's experiential. And the experience happens if you become aware of something and are able to distinguish what you are becoming aware of. So this is what happens when you read Do You Quantum Think, is you connect to your own awareness, because this wisdom is universal and it's, we all connect, it's in all of us. We all have access to it. And as you read, you connect to it. You literally give yourself something of an experience, and that instantly integrates it. And that's the idea. And I've had people write to me all the time, thank you, and everyone, for the support, and thank you, God, for having me be the vehicle. But people write to me and they say, I've been meditating for 35 years, and I just woke up when I read your book. And, you know, we all know that there are so many great, valuable tools. So this is a tool of awakening. And this is a tool of knowledgeable of awakening, or as I like, it's all of the above. It's a tool of living consciously, of being able to catch yourself in your automatic thought habits, which are not personal. This is where we make ourselves wrong and go into, you know, the old world view taught us to analyze and how do I get rid of this? And we don't need that. All we have to know is what the wisdom masters say. Being in the now moment and having a relationship, a new relationship with your own thoughts, with your own mind, which we can do right now.
Let's do that. Let's do that. That's a great way to close out the show.
Great. So, you know, two of the very fundamental, there are certain quantum principles that when you're quantum thinking, you're living with this awareness. And one of them is that there are no fixed realities. There are no absolutes other than what you think of as divine or eternal, you know, divine creator. But for everyday human life, it's an energy in flux universe. Everything is malleable. Energy in flux informed by intelligence, and we as human observers, human consciousness, our own consciousness is the focal point. So it's like the internet. The good, the bad, the ugly, and sublime of infinite mind is humanity. Well, what becomes real is what you click on. So what becomes real is what we focus on. So that's once, and there's nothing fixed, but we've been brought up under the old world, solid is fixed, circumstances are fixed, nothing we can do about it, push the parts around on the chessboard. So what we're making this leap in consciousness to realize, well, wait a minute. Just because something has been that way for 10 years, 20 years, doesn't mean it has to be that way from this moment on. Mm-hmm. That's one principle, nothing fixed. And the second principle is that we exist in fields, and the fields are invisible. Of course, the old world view that said only physical is real, we're looking at the particle. We're looking at the, you know, what's to our ordinary five senses. But the new world view, the quantum world view is, we're interacting with the field all the time. That's what you do, I know, as a strong intuitive and living, you know, being attuned. What is it? What are we tuning into? It's all invisible. That aspect of life, like 90%.
That, you know what? And just to add to what you're saying, that's the part that feels alive to me. Because everything we're looking at, I mean, to me it's like your hair. Your hair is history. It's already there, that what we see in the physical world is what we have already created.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And even
so just
that,
to clear that up for anybody out there. But yeah, keep going, because
so what I say is there are circumstances. I'm not saying, you know, like put your hand through a wall. Maybe some people, by the way, can do that. But what I am saying is that there are circumstances, and there's how we're related to the circumstances. Therein we have 100% sovereignty. That's where our power lies, is in that relationship. When we're awakened thinking, awakened awareness enough to notice it. So here we're going to shift our relationship right now with our own thoughts, because I call it now the thoughtosphere. I didn't write that in Duke, you kind of think, but we're in a mind field. We're in, you know, a multidimensional field. It's a field of mind. So many of the thoughts we have, I call them, they're just visiting, Jen. You know, they're coming into our thoughtosphere. Just because we have a thought doesn't make it, A, our own, B, the truth, and C, we don't have to believe it or identify with it.
I like that. Let's repeat that again. That's very important.
Okay. I'll say it in a slightly different way. But to make a distinction between a thought that you initiate, that you're consciously initiating, and a thought that's just visiting from the surrounding mind field. So I'm saying it again. Just because a thought visits, and Alan and my husband and I say to our clients, let it fly by like a bird past your window. Mm-hmm. Because just because a thought enters your mind field, your mind sphere, you don't have, it's not necessarily yours. I would say most of the thoughts we have, we're picking up intel from around us. So that's why we need to make a distinction.
That someone else has, I mean, you don't have to make them yours, which I think a lot of times is happening.
That's exactly where we're getting stuck and where your coloring, your intent field, your resonant field is getting jammed up with all these thoughts that you're believing or that you're identifying with. It's like, why did I have that? And here, I call it in my book, the myth of choice. That in every moment we do have the choice of what we'll focus on, of what we think. But to the extent that we're identifying with these automatic thoughts, then I call them least action pathway, the least creative thought, the way the energy or the thought goes, because it's been that route before. We have individual least action pathways. There are cultural least action pathways. The media has least action pathways. You know, what went wrong will go wrong. Anyway, so we can make a distinction and that we don't have to own the thought. We don't have to believe the thought. The thought is not the absolute truth because no thought is. And so then what do we do? Okay, well, wait a minute. How you can prove this to yourself? You wouldn't choose a disparaging thought.
No. And, you know, it is a choice we have, and we're running out of time, Diane. I wish we could keep going. Oh, my goodness. Please stay in touch because this has been wonderful. And I want to say thank you for coming onto the show and sharing this. Everyone, go to her website, DianeCollins.com, DianeCollins.com, and check it out. The book is called Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That Will Rock Your World. For those that have been listening, I want to say thank you. If you're listening to the archive and you have some feedback, hop over to my website, JenRoyster.com, and let us know what's going on. We love you, and we say namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question. Always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at Bio Resource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Spigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Vasili is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healings, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-letter-B, Intuit.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. As nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.